going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
But I got to tell you, you are the man. You are a box of peanut brittle.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Last time you had peanut brittle?
Never. No, once.
Okay. And
yeah.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's a good
heat. I hate it.
I like it.
You know what else I hate?
Me?
I love chocolate. I can't stand malted
everything.
Milk balls. You ever have
so
those?
You don't like bonbons?
They're not Milk Duds. I like Milk Duds.
The like bonbons. Whoppers?
Yeah. Yes. I don't like them. It's weird.
They're great with like ice cream and other
no
stuff.
Doubt.
By themselves a little.
Okay. And that's why, are you familiar, Evan, with bonbons? They have them at the movies. Chocolate on the outside, you bite in, and it's ice cream!
I've never had bonbons. The one thing that I can get on board with, which I never thought would be good... Raisinettes.
Oh, I just no. Kill good. Kill.
They only
just
sell them at the
me.
Movies, and they're pretty good.
Some people put raisins in their potato salad. I gotta be careful. Yeah.
What's your favorite candy?
Mamba.
That's a good candy.
Yeah, Starburst. That type of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Starburst.
What do you like? What's yours? I should know.
Well, that's a good question. I actually have two. Obviously, chocolate.
Yeah. So
that's
Snickers.
That's not a candy. Just
what do you mean? Like a Hershey bar. I love
okay.
like one
yeah.
of those thick
okay.
Hershey bars.
Yeah.
Now, I also
we
I
can
have,
tell.
I have a sweet tooth about every. Let me tell you what. But I would say my number one candy, Sweet Tarts.
Wow.
I love Sweet Tarts.
So will you be my Valentine? Yeah. Dude.
Suck down a
hey.
Whole. Pack at a time.
I got to say something.
Yeah,
Audible,
yeah,
real quick.
Sure.
Evan, I need your help.
Yep.
So, wow, you guys are the best. I'm doing all this stuff, liquidate all assets and prize picks and Willard and Dibs and you and I and Evan and Grandy, we all talk gambling. But I feel like I was sold a bill of goods by Vegas because they had Draymond Green, odds-on favorite, to win DPOY. I'm driving home in traffic. Willard and Dibs play the breaking news sounder. They set it up, and I'm like, Day-Day about to get it because he's been the leader, and I felt like it came out of nowhere. And he loses. Evan Mobley gets it. And I bring that up to ask you both, what happened? It was Dre's.
The voters got it right.
But how did Vegas have him the lead?
Vegas isn't always right.
Evan, what did I miss? Am I the only one surprised? I guess that's what I'm asking my two guys.
I'm actually not that surprised.
Even after what we were told?
Well,
what? Evan, I'm not what you thought.
Sometimes what we were told isn't true.
Also, the whole point of Las Vegas is not to be correct. It's to get you to spend money.
That's why they got the casinos.
Which is exactly what they did. Because Draymond Green's DPOY candidacy, or his PR campaign,
it came out of...
It began in March.
Right.
It
Evan Mobley's DPOY campaign began in November. Man,
preach. Yeah. Preachy. Man.
And the Warriors were a seventh seed and Mobley was on. You know what I mean, Stani?
Yeah.
They were one seed.
Yeah. We were talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and this text came in from the 415, and I actually didn't know what he was talking about on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. He said he's been doing that his whole career, Steiny. I didn't even know who he was talking about. But clearly he's talking about Kuminga. And he's right. The texter's right. Like, Kuminga has been in and out for 4 years, whether it's, you know, his because of him or because of Kerr, whatever. But he has been in and out of multiple roles for 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of has.
But this is the most surprising, when the water got turned off these last few games.
No doubt.
Can you meet me there?
Of course. But although I thought the year that Wiggins missed the whole year and then comes back and starts right away, could have taken some starch out of him. But I think that's a good point. It's not going to be the first time that he's going to be asked to do this.
It'll be the most important, though.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing I do worry about with Kuminga, although I'm glad, you know, I think it might be big that he got 26 minutes. He at least now has some insight into playoff basketball. And I get it. He played in the past, but this is different. So I think he's still got a shot at things.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's go to Mystic. Mystic's in San Francisco. Hey, Mystic.
Hey, fellas. Great show as usual.
Right on, baby.
And this is a moment, man, this is a moment of bittersweet irony. Bittersweet irony. Yes, I am super stoked that my boy Kuminga is finally going to get some run in a meaningful basketball game. We've been waiting 4 years to see his talent in a big spot. We saw that when he was featured for 20 or 30 minutes a game around December, the kind of numbers he can put up. And the Warriors actually need what he provides right now, which is scoring at the basket. But it's not lost on me that Kerr tried to bury this guy. 3 or 4 times, called him out in the media, benched him, took away his keys from the front door when he told him, hey, we're going to use you for 30 minutes as soon as Jimmy Butler got here. And now you have to turn back to the guy and say, Kuminga, please save us. This is inexcusable. It's inexcusable. Now, I remember during the lead up to the playoffs, I called and I said, hey, what you're looking at with Curry and Steph is great, but it's fool's gold, because that's not going to be enough when you're playing teams with a three-headed monster, you know, Austin, like the Lakers, the Clippers, or whoever else you want to name in the playoffs. Now you've got the guy who can score the buckets and he can defend on the wing. Kerr, you need to move over and let this guy play. Now, what hurts me, though, I will say this, why it's bittersweet, because we're probably looking at Kuminga's last ride with the Warriors. And what I mean by that is, if you read his comments where he said, I'm sick of everybody, Kerr, telling me to stay ready. I've been ready, and I don't know why I'm not playing.
Well,
that hurt me to my core.
Well,
it reminds me of Chris Webber getting dealt.
I missed it.
Oh, don't even bring that up. Why'd you bring that up?
Well, let me, Mystic, those are all fair points, but let me, and this stuck out to me, and I want to make sure, and thanks for the call, Mystic, I want to make sure to get this out there. I'm looking at, I read Marcus Thompson's story today in The Athletic.
Okay.
Let me read this quote, and this is from Jonathan Kuminga. And I'll lead into it with, you know, last game against the Rockets, the Warriors were 14 for 30 in the paint and just 12 for 21 inside of 5 feet. So Marcus Thompson's point is, you know, Kuminga can finish inside, right?
No doubt.
All right. Listen to this quote from Kuminga. I feel like that's been my job, and I feel like that's something I could do at the highest level. It's just opportunities and getting your chances. Hopefully they come back around, and I'm going to be ready when it comes around. I mean, this kid is saying the right things. I believe that quote from him. And you know what? Even if he doesn't believe it, he's professional enough
to say it.
That's but I actually do believe it. But if there's one thing that I think has been unfair to Kuminga is just a little bit of an undertone of attitude, demeanor.
You're not getting that from him.
I just think.
I hear you, man.
No, I don't think he's a bad guy at all.
Yeah.
I think he's.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Relatively speaking, he's still new to the country. Yeah. And I'm just telling you that.
They got a decision to make.
I like this quote, and I saved it, and I wanted to make sure that people heard it because it's a classy quote from Jonathan Kuminga. Yeah,
no doubt. And I'm going to say this because you know where I stand when it comes, and you all do in regard to Jonathan Kuminga, Stoney. But what I love about life and my job, our job, is a conversation. Doesn't mean I'm always right, but we get to share what we see. I'm the biggest fan of Jonathan, one of them. And I'm going to put the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. I've already told you, I'm on record as saying what's about to transpire if Jimmy can't play and he's inserted JK into the starting lineup and him basically making his reemergence, in the playoffs, how difficult and unfair I believe that is for him. But Steiny, I'm not about words at this point because that game, just on Wednesday, I was disappointed in his play, and I understand if you or anybody else says, well, Goo, he probably thought he wasn't playing, but Steiny, he was 4-12. There were still some of the lapses, the misses, or the finishes that when he's on, it's like, watch out. So I left that game knowing to myself, talking to myself, he didn't know he was going to play. They didn't lose because of him. But Steiny, I don't think he took the bull by the horns going to his words right there that you recited. So I'm hoping it's different Saturday. But I guess all in all, that was page one of the get back, and it looked like the old get back.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We talked a little NFL draft that first hour, getting into the Warriors right now. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a baseball guest. And I'm really looking forward to him. Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
Giants.
Also an insider analyst at MLB Network. Friday Night Baseball also on Apple TV Plus, which is...
tonight in San Francisco.
Game. Correct.
They're playing the Rangers, and Bruce Bochy, who returns.
Nice. He's a horse.
Well, just piece of news. Yeah. So Draymond Green obviously finished third in Defensive Player of the Year candidacy.
Third.
However, he was named the 2024-25 NBA Hustle of the Hustle Award winner. So he won the hustle.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Award.
I didn't even know there was that award.
Who won it last year? Do we know?
Caruso.
Oh.
Well, since 2016, it's an award that's been handed out for players whose stats go beyond the box score.
Congratulations, Dre. But to my two comrades here, I don't think that makes up. I think my guy's going to come out with his hair on fire tomorrow, and the Rockets are in trouble for losing this. He's playing it right, and he's doing the Kuminga thing. Draymond is him. He has to be mad, and I would be mad, I think I'm mad for him.
Oh, he's got something to prove tomorrow.
But the
chalkboard
and newspapers and billboards told us it was his to lose. Yeah. What happened?
After 14 years.
Oh, Rockets, you're in trouble.
After 14 years, four championships.
I'm telling you.
And multiple finals runs. Draymond's got something to prove to him. It's a legacy game. It's a legacy game.
No, it's about him being upset. He was reading the teeth. Come on, man. Baron Davis,
he's
I can't
play
wait
the
for
same
the...
as he always plays,
nah,
which is.
Nah. Yes, nah. Because there's already friction with, you know, was it dirty? And if
baloney.
They're keeping it. Dude.
That's baloney. Nah,
you're from
Pray
the street.
For the bear.
Dude, there we go. And hopefully he plays.
It was one thing you said that I didn't agree with Kuminga.
I was a little just from forget what was.
Oh, okay. Well, first of
thank
all,
thank you, Evan.
Hey, and you know this is the way I am. You said it's unfair to Kuminga. I don't think it's unfair.
But you agree with me when I said it.
No, that's I waited for you to finish.
Oh.
But no, I don't think it's unfair to Kuminga. It's basketball, and it's happened to many, many players over the years. You play, you don't play, and then they need you, and you got to play. You got to fight through it.
Like, all right.
It's not unfair, but it's not easy.
That's what we agree on.
And I'm also going to disagree with this. I make no judgment about the game the other night.
Wow.
Because it's not like he played 26. It's not like he finally played and he played 26 minutes in a normal January game. He was put in to a game where the Houston Rockets were playing as aggressively and as hard as probably they have all season because they were playing desperate. And that's why I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. And the hope is that those 26 minutes have given him insight into what it's all about, how hard you got to play, all those things. And yes, it's going to be hard, but it is an opportunity for him.
Yeah, no doubt.
If Jimmy Butler does not play.
And the natural part of this, right, Steiny, is his contract situation.
I
know it's down the road, but you know, when we talk about 4 years, this and that, and he's young, somebody's going to get married or not.
Well, I don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know that he can dramatically alter
that
situation.
Right. Well, I wasn't saying
right
he
now.
Could. I wonder.
I mean,
I guess if he got hot.
The problem is Butler's going to come back at some point, and Kuminga's not going to play as much. Yeah. I mean,
your bar about Butler came, and a lot of you know.
You like that one?
No, it was pretty. No, people
Dibley
stopped.
Said it was genius.
Yeah, that's it. Dibley too, our guy. But
my
that
was
a pretty good one, man.
Yeah. Well, the point was. Let me restate it.
Yeah.
I said, you know, everybody was like, "Wow, we got Jimmy Butler without having to give up Kuminga." You kind of did give up Kuminga.
Yeah.
He kind of was involved in that trade because Butler took his. All right, Xavier. Xavier's in Oakland. Hey, Xavier, how you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call again. I just want to start off with an apology to Guru.
Oh.
I've been saying your name wrong this whole time. So I just want to say that. I'm sorry, bro. But hey, Steiny, hey, Guru, thanks for taking my call.
How were you pronouncing
it? You mispronounced
Now, this is
a Joe Johnson.
You know, I was just saying Guru. You know, like Gru, the Marvel character, not Guru.
Oh.
Yeah, so
he
sorry
frankly
about,
gave
like,
it to
yeah,
me.
So,
like he grew 6 inches. All right.
Oh, my God. Gotcha. All right, so look, here we go.
I'm in the lead.
All right, okay. Now, okay, I'm glad you both and the caller alluded to the obvious JK situation. I just wanted to add to it, man, that, you know, how would you feel, like you were saying, being in and out of the lineup for 4 years, man? And that one's tough. I mean, like, I'm always bring up Moody. You're like, once he got his, you know, role and he was good, even if he messed up, you know, he's still going to be in. He formed into the NBA player we all knew he was going to be, you know. So I think that's the main point there. I think that's the main point. JK just needs to be the starting two guard. We need to make the starting two guard now the starting six man. And I'm not going to say his name. Has an Ernie Stripes. I feel like if JK got the opportunities that guy's gotten messing up all this, he would have been morphed and formed into the NBA player we all know he's going to be. He's a superstar, man. He's a corner. He's a pillar of an NBA franchise. Like, come on. Like, let's not, like, play what's going on. And, I mean, look at the main – one of my main points was, like, the play with Gee and he passed it to J.K. up court when he got it off the He passes to J.K.
Oh.
J.K. tries to catch it in the turnover. You know what I'm talking about? But it looks like he's not in it. He's just so rusty, man. It's just not fair. And I don't know why everyone's on him. Like, he's been playing all season. He was out 20 games with the ankle. I don't know why he was out extendedly. He's just younger than me. He's 22, 20. Like, he's a young – and that's weird. And so, but we finally get trying to get his rhythm back, and now he has all this. He got the starting two guard right now. That's really a six-man. Go right.
All right, Xavier. And right? No, it's good.
Get there safe.
Yeah.
Wow.
I disagree with – he's a – NBA cornerstone pillar. I wouldn't say that yet, but he's a young player who's
Was a lottery pick. You know what I mean, Donnie?
And so was Michael Olowokandi. Also, right. James Wiseman was a lottery pick.
Keep going.
Anthony Bennett.
You don't want to play this game.
Was a lottery guy. And if I think Guru, if you do a little homework, you'll find that many lottery
picks. Sam Bowie was a lottery pick.
Failed, right? But he got injured. He wasn't a bust. He got injured.
I got you.
Greg Oden. I feel bad about Oden.
Yeah. He was 18 as soon as he was born. That dude.
Who?
Oden. He looked old, man.
Came out of the womb with a beard.
That is pretty good.
Let's go to Uncle Gene in Oakland.
Hey,
Gene.
Jim Leland.
Hey, guys. So I hate to be Debbie Downer yet again, but I'm not feeling really good about Kuminga taking over for Jimmy, even for one game. Look, I love the guy. He's got a skill set that would work much better on another team. Kerr has made it clear he just doesn't fit this system. Mm. And I think if you look back at the totality of the games he's played, even when he scored well, I don't think we have a winning record with Mr. Kuminga. Without Jimmy, I see us losing. His biggest strength is to be able to slash and score to the basket. But, I mean, if you've got Şengün and maybe Adams out there too, I mean, I don't know how much of that he's even going to be able to do. I mean, I'm hoping that he does rebound well and maybe slows down Jalen Green. I mean, they may be the best we can hope for from him. I just see us losing this game if he's filling in 100%. And if we lose this game, this may have to go to seven for us to win. And then it's going to wear the hell out of us, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to go much further.
How you feeling, Gene? You think he's going to play? You think Jimmy's going to play?
I think he's going to do everything he can to play. Mm. This is Jimmy's. Jimmy wants this. He wants this ring more than anybody, okay? Even including Curry. He's never won a ring, okay? So if he has to play on one leg, I think Jimmy Butler is going to be out there.
Thanks, Gene. Have a great weekend, my man. You're the best.
Yep. Not confident without Jimmy, but I'm just fearful.
Yeah, in a crazy way. I mean, he might want to ring so bad that he knows he can't play Saturday.
Right. Because if that tailbone or whatever area you want to call it, Stani.
Oh, real quick. Yeah, I don't want to interrupt you, but there is a text.
Oh yeah.
Have we forgiven Guru for cheating last week during the?
Couldn't wait to read that. And it wasn't cheating. I was looking at Mario.
It's all right. It's okay, Goo. Hey.
You know what?
What's gone is gone.
I'm going to turn my screen
before we what went down in the flood.
Hey, Ken, I really want this. I want that smoke. Shout out Matt Barnes. I'll turn my computer to the side. I want to go toe-to-toe Rocket player.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
You need a win. I'll turn this thing to the side. I don't need it.
We'll see. I got to decide if I want to play with a cheater or not.
Hey, how much did you study last night?
That'll be my decision.
I've been around watching hoop before you were even on this earth. So chill.
Don't wilt, Kenny.
No, please.
All right.
Chucky Brown. Yeah. Rocket.
What about
him? He was on the Rocket.
He was on 13 teams.
But one of them was
That's
the
correct.
Rock. Yes, sir.
That is correct.
Ah, boy. Stevie Francis.
Yeah. Don't waste them all.
Okay, we got you.
All right, I see TJ. I see a lot of calls on the other side. I'm going to get to you all. Don't go anywhere. Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament on Monday, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club. It's presented by ATCO Pest Control. Steiny and Guru, that's Guru and me. It's Guru and I. We'll be broadcasting live from 10 to 2. And if you want to play, go to 957thegame.com. Click on the events tab to sign up. All proceeds benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate regional centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area.
You don't have to ask that again. You can stop asking that question.
Said, if you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear.
Gotcha.
So that's where
okay.
it delivers from.
I just said that.
Did you say Kobe?
No. Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
And it's Muhammad Ali was the original.
Are you done?
With you. Because you just faked. Our plans are off again.
Okay. You know what?
I can't take it.
You know what? I'm throwing this out there. I don't care. I'm throwing it out there.
It's obvious.
And I think you're going to look bad.
Oh, oh.
I do. Do you want me to do that?
Oh, no, because it's...
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's funny, but... Family first.
FOE.
What's that?
Family over everything. Shout out G-Nut. Rest in peace.
I always like when the description of the call says, I don't agree with Steiny a lot, but...
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Mona in Pacifica.
Hey,
Mona.
Hi to my two favorite guys. How are you guys?
All right.
We're great. Okay. Thanks.
Before I go into my spiel, I'm about to be a girl right now. I need y'all to bring your screener on from time to time because his voice is absolutely wonderful. I just want to talk to him. Let me just be honest.
Well, is that Evan or Ken?
It's Ken.
Wow.
I don't know who it is, but
his voice,
whoever screened me, his voice is...
Ken, say hello.
Love on the radio.
Say hello, Ken.
I really appreciate that, Mona. It was a pleasure talking to you as well.
Wow. You too, sir. You too.
Oh,
so I'm coming from... I'm sorry. I had to be a girl for a second.
No, I get it. Hey.
He's married.
He's married.
So, I'm sorry. Is he dead? I mean, he can't get a compliment?
No,
you tell him. Tell him, Mona. I appreciate you.
I like her style.
So I just want, I'm going to take a different perspective. I know that a lot of, you know, Kuminga talk has been this way for the last 2 years. Here's my thing that I wish Kuminga would do. Now, this is completely assuming. I'm just assuming. Now, go back to when Steph first came into the league and he had those little, you know, those paper ankles. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like every time he would get on the court, those little bad boys would snap. What did Curry do? Curry worked on his game. And he came back stronger. He came back more fluid. I don't see that with Kuminga. How many of you, I'm sure everybody within the sound of my voice right now, every time Kuminga goes to the free throw line, how many of you cringe? Hoping he can make one, if not both. I don't think Kuminga, in my opinion, is putting in the work to make all of this conversation end. Because believe me, if Kuminga was working on his game, getting in that conditioning, working on his defense, working on his free throws, working on his three-point, whatever he needs to work on, there would be no argument that he would be in the game. Let's stop playing. But Kerr is not going to sit him on the bench if he's working on his game. So I think from Kuminga to grow, he's a good player. I'm not saying that. I don't think he's a pillar, what that other guy said. He's not a pillar. Right. But I think he's a good player who has the potential, but you got to put in the work. That's what I would like to see for him more so. And I think, again, it would offset all of this rhetoric that we keep hearing about him. So that was my spiel. I hope y'all have a great, great, great Friday. I've been enjoying you guys today. You had me laughing. That's rare, Steiny. And I told your screener, Steiny, I rarely agree with you, but today I'm all about you, sir.
Wow, thank you.
Today I'm all about you.
Hey, Mona, before you go,
you're not in this one.
I am. I want to ask my girl Mona something. What about the game? It was regular season, not at the end. Kuminga didn't play, but he stayed after and he worked on his shot. That didn't hit you?
Okay. Come on, Guru. You can't. Here's the thing.
Make sure everybody sees him.
So I used to, so when I was a, when before I retired, I was a manager. I used to tell my staff, if you want to go for a promotion, especially if you want to go in a leadership capacity, you can't start getting ready for the job when the opening starts. So these are things that, that Kuminga should be doing before that. Okay, we see you throwing us some throws, but what are you doing off season? Who are you calling off season? Hey, Steph, I saw, man, how you get your conditioning. Can I talk to your guy? Can I train with you? And even if it's not Steph, someone else where he can work on some of these skill sets, because Kuminga's good, but he can be way better than what he is right now. And even when he had that, you know, that turnover the other day, I'm like, damn, here we go again.
Yeah, Mona.
I think she needs to put more work on.
I got you. Thank you so much for the call, and appreciate it. And
I can't. Somebody
on the YouTube chat said, "Playoff Ken," or is it Kenny Buckets?
He's very sorry.
Kenny Buckets, right? But he
I'm
ain't,
not dead.
He ain't dead.
Wow,
he ain't dead.
That's incredible.
He might be if Katie finds
dude,
out.
No doubt. You might want to delete that. Nah, that's just
coming. I'm going to send it to her.
Yeah. Why not? Put a little pressure on her.
Real quick, Sonny. Just back. You understand we were doing more than just going to the game, and I understand you got family and daddy duties, but Giant Mike, Gotham City, he really was looking forward to meeting you. So that's all. You might, if you can, just say, hey, Mike, you know, I'll catch you on the other side. But that was a – he really was looking forward to seeing you. So it's not just me. I could give a damn. But Mike, you know, I just broke the news to him. You might want to, you know, hey, Mike, we'll catch up.
Hey, Mike, I was really looking forward to tonight. And unexpectedly, my daughter who lives in L.A. is in town this weekend. And she's getting her wedding dress altered tomorrow morning. And so she wants to see if I want to have dinner with her. And quite frankly, it's taken something like that for me to say I can't do it tonight.
Got you.
And I hope, Mike,
we can do it
in the future.
Yeah.
And
back to Wiggins.
I do want to go to this place.
Yeah. Evan's sounds, really like, he ain't irritated with really you, cool. But that's my dog.
Well, he doesn't have any kids, so he's not in this one
either.
He
got a dog.
Well, and you know what? I don't make a joke about that because...
And it wasn't a joke.
I know, but it was a softball that a person lesser than I would have made a comparison between a pet. That's a pet and a kid, you know. But pets are important. You don't know what I'm getting at. Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots. Let's go to Jim. Jim's in Martinez. Of course, one of the best bars in Martinez, Whiskey Lane. Whiskey Lane.
You guys, I got my Whiskey Lane hat with me in my car right now. That's hilarious.
Wow. Jim, who knows the Bay? I do.
You know the Bay, Steiny. You know what? I love Kuminga. It's really, you know what's not fair? Life is not fair.
And there you go.
I mean, just what I'm hearing, and I heard you guys say that, life is not fair. And what I heard is, people talking about Steve Kerr when Kuminga was killing it, but you know what? It's not December, and it's not June. Mm. It's right now, and we are not even in this thing at all without Jimmy Butler, period. And if anybody thinks differently, they're completely delusional out of their minds. But the thing is, Kuminga was killing it, but then he got hurt for 2 months, and there was, like, no games. There was, like, zero room for losses. And when you see what's happened with this team since that guy showed up, that dude is a man. Him and Draymond, I was at the Clippers game, the last game of the season. Him and Draymond out there on defense, man, it's like you got a couple of freaking wolves out there. It's amazing. When you see it up close and personal, we got to go down into the suites too, by the way. We were sitting right on the side of the court. It was that's the other side of life right there, baby.
You're right about that.
There was no room for him to get back in his groove again. Then he got hurt again, if everybody remembers. And there hasn't been time to, like, nurture him and get him back up to speed. Yeah, heck, it would be great if he was, you know, if he had 20 games to get ready and everything. But there was no room for error for us to get to this point.
Yeah, you know what? Jim, thanks. It's a good point. It's a fair point. And if you're just joining us, what we're talking about right now is the Jimmy Butler injury and how it affects Jonathan Kuminga, if it does. And Sham Sharania of The Athletic reported yesterday that there's serious jeopardy as to whether Butler's going to play tomorrow. It sounds very, very iffy tomorrow. Mm. And obviously that, you would think, opens the door for Jonathan Kuminga. And, you know, the one thing I want to be clear about is I agree. It, you know, life isn't fair. Like, hey, Jonathan, get her done. By the same token, I got to acknowledge how tough of a position this is for him.
Yep.
Because it's the postseason, and it is big boy basketball, and he's got to be ready from the jump. The one thing I will say is this. If Butler doesn't play tomorrow and Kuminga doesn't play tomorrow, then
that's an oxymoron.
It will be official. Yeah. It's over.
They're connected. He is playing.
You would think.
And he already has 26 minutes. That 26 could be 40, 35, 38. But, you know, it's fascinating. And we'll see how it all goes down. But I'm excited, man. I really am. Just about, forget Butler and Kuminga for a second, Stoney. Just about what's at stake. It's 1-1. And I kind of dismissed the Rockets. They're a cute little story. At Warriors in five, and the Warriors have not scored 100 points in the first two games of this series. And if you're telling me you're about to take away the Butler, my confidence doesn't grow. How about that?
That I get.
All right.
Chucky D's in Concord.
Hey.
Hey, Chucky D.
Hey, my man, Goon. Hey, Simons, what's happening?
What's up, baby?
How are you, man?
Yeah, you know, but the time when Jonathan Kuminga was drafted, you know, I watch every draft. I've been a Warrior. I had season tickets for like 10 years from 1987. And during the losing years and all of that. And I watch all the draft. I you know, pray for the Warriors and all of that. And, you know, I watched a draft that came to mind with Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm sitting there going, well, you know, the guy I would draft is Şengün. Şengün, how do you say his name?
Yeah, Alperen Şengün.
He's a I watched him play before in the International League, and I watch him. I said, this is the guy the Warriors need to pick. But, of course, we don't want a big guy. We don't want a big man. We want somebody else. Now they're dead set, Kerr included, on Jonathan Kuminga. They got him, bring him here, and Steve's been having a problem with this guy. You know, it's almost like from the beginning, oh, he wants him to be this, he's wanting him, because Jonathan Kuminga doesn't really fit his system, and he's not trying to motivate him a little bit more. I think Mark Jackson would have been a better coach for Jonathan Kuminga, if you ask me.
All right, Chucky,
my man.
Jonathan Kuminga, you know what it's been? Evan, you've heard of the Beatles, right?
Yeah, they're sometimes...
The long and winding road, bum, 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 bum. That's what it's been. What? You like it?
I'm still jealous of Kenny's compliment.
By the way, Paul McCartney's photography, I think, is at the DeYoung right now.
Really?
Yeah, like all the pictures you took in 1963 and 64.
Shouldn't it be at the old?
Oh... Is this the one time you're allowed to make
an
old joke?
And those pictures were not, my friends, taken with an iPhone.
510 Guru, you need to stop disrespecting the Rockets. Wholeheartedly agree. From the 510.
So much so, I'm petrified. How am I disrespecting them? That's without Butler.
Exactly.
Dude, when are we going to find out? Because we didn't get the news till late,
what
late.
Tip off? 5:30? Probably 5:29.
You think it's going to bleed all the way over to the end?
Absolutely.
Although the Warriors just released a PR statement.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy Butler's questionable.
Oh, my God. And I fell for it. Oh man.
I swear to God. It's like
that's legit. I thought that was material.
Okay, here, I'll do Kerr. Ask me about Jimmy's status.
Coach Kerr, you expect Butler to play tomorrow?
Well, you know, he'll go through some pregame stuff, and depending on how he comes out of that, how he feels, we'll make that decision then.
Well, is it safe to assume that Jonathan Kuminga will start in his place if he can't go?
I don't want to give away the game plan. Well, hey, I don't want to give away the game plan.
I'm just a struggling reporter, Coach. I'm just trying to get the fans.
And those kind of questions are the reason why you struggle. Hey, all right.
You need more ums.
Evan, you've done that, and Evan does it. Man.
What?
Talk to the coach. Remember Ritter gave me...
Kerr's not that big of an ass.
He's great, man.
I don't think I've ever seen Steve Kerr kind of humiliate anybody in a press conference setting.
He just goes, yeah, I'm not going to get into that.
That's good.
Let's go to T in Oakland.
The town, Starnie.
Hey, T.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Good afternoon to you.
First of all, Stani, I want to commend you on being solid on your takes all year. You haven't wavered. You've been pretty much.
Oh, Tay-T.
I'm glad he fell off because something was coming my way.
Please call back.
You don't have to, T.
I'll put you right to the top.
Evan, where was that going? Man.
But your connection wasn't great, man. But I was starting to like what I was hearing.
I was in the cut waiting.
It's so funny every time somebody goes, you know, Steiny, I got to tell you, I use the old goo.
Here it comes.
Let's go to,
we got
Priest. God's country. Jason in Philly. What's up, Jace?
What up, guys? How's it going?
Hey.
I just wanted to touch on this game we got going on in JK for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that Coach Pop said that has stuck with me, especially when I look at players and kind of evaluate their games, is he said this about Kawhi. He said he knew Kawhi had got it when Kawhi knew that every play wasn't for him to score. Mm. And that's one of the big things that's missing with JK is when he gets on the court, he's a ball stopper and largely is one-track minded about him getting his. And like just to illuminate that a little bit, when J.K. plays more than 30 minutes, the team is 3-3. When he plays 25 or more, they're 11-13. And when he plays 25 or less, they're 16-5. And the crazy thing about it is the more minutes he plays, the team doesn't play as well, but his plus-minus goes up. And so, like, when I was watching him in the game on the other day, you know, he didn't look good at all. And I think there was some rust there, of course, but it's more the same with him. And some of the things that he hasn't worked on, like passing, stretching the defense, you know, manipulating the defense, is pain the head there. But I think he'll play Saturday for sure. I think he'll have a good game. I think the trick will be how Kerr manages his minutes, because I think less is more with JK. And just by, you know, some basic numbers, it does benefit the team more when he's playing less. Right. And then Saturday, I think whether or not Jimmy plays, I think they get that win. Kind of what I saw from that game the other day is that as soon as Jimmy went out, the Rockets got comfortable and they smelled blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that energized them. And we kind of saw it the other night with OKC.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, OKC was down 29. And who went out? I can't remember.
John Morant.
Morant.
Yeah, Jay's got a lot of other callers here, but I hear you about Jonathan Kuminga. And I have something else, a higher priority, Ernie Chavez.
Our guy.
$2 super chat. And we're forced to read these unless they're about Kuminga.
We're not.
Ernie Chavez paying $2 to say, Steiny having a hell of a year.
But you're not.
Thanks, Ernie. Appreciate it, Ern.
I don't want to fight.
We'll see.
No, you can't. Don't Steiny, fight.
I've run
don't
circles around you. Moses Moody.
Don't fight the feeling.
Him blossoming.
Who's that?
That's me.
No, who's Don't Fight the Feeling? Who sings that song?
Chuck D, Public Enemy.
No.
Fight the power.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Fight the power.
No, that's wrong.
Don't fight the power. Who are you? You don't even know.
That's what
are you
talking about? They're
what are you talking about?
Who sings this, Donnie? Whatever you were trying to sing.
I think it's Sam Cooke.
No, I got
it. I think.
A change gonna come.
All right. Look.
That's Sam Cooke.
For Kaminga.
Yeah. Hey, I get the caller, Stoddy. You know, nothing to write home about last game. I was just happy he was out there. But I was hoping, what if he could just magically bottle up his best version of himself? What would we be talking about? So, yep. No harm, no foul. But him turning that back on that Gee Santos pass and it hitting him and Looney for a turnover for the Jalen Green duck. Just like Curry and Dre can do that. You can't. But we'll see. He's going to play regardless now, I'm thinking, Sonny. Because Butler can try and play, but if that thing, you know.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, Jimmy Butler plays and is looking good. We might be back to square one with Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know. But we'll see how it plays out.
If we had a draft on athleticism between these two teams, my gosh.
Right.
The Rockets win it going away. Like, Kuminga's your first, and then I'm like, who's the next?
He might not be the first.
No, the first Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the first. Yeah, Jalen Green is that.
Just let me get the Houston
Van
roster Vliet's up.
Not getting drafted.
Hey. Rockets, Jalen Green.
Eason.
Yeah, Smith.
Yeah. And of course,
my man,
Amen Thompson.
Aquaman,
Shepard.
We're talking about athleticism,
right? But I love.
Did you know that?
I love these dude. That dude's a big man. That's a big dude.
No, you're right. See, like when you nail it like that,
dude. Hey,
no, he's big.
Going a little far now. Yeah, Adams, right? him and Ibaka, Stani in their heyday, they had the Warriors down 3-1.
Yeah,
that's enough said. Yep. Wasn't his fault.
Hey, Lou Dort dirty?
I didn't like it. Now, that play was dirtier than the play that I don't think was dirty that hurt our guy Jimmy Butler. There was some dirt there. I don't know how much I didn't like it. And then, he slipped. I don't know, man.
Ask me.
Was it a dirty play by Dort?
No. Not a dirty play.
Which one was more sketchier?
Neither.
The Dort ones, Donnie.
Neither.
And why wouldn't your boy just shoot the layup, Pippen? Why would you put Ja in that position? You had a layup, and now he's hurt, and him probably busted. Shoot the rock.
Some people like
And don't to, tell me, I'll save it.
Some people like to play team basketball.
That was dumb basketball, and you got your guy hurt. 29. I don't want to live in a world where a playoff game, a lead is not. I don't care who. 4-on-5. You don't blow a 29-point lead. I sat there and turned it off. Like, you know what? I'm done. As great as the playoffs are, I'm done. We got teams out here blowing a 29-point lead.
You know why they blew
a 29? I need a
drink. You know why they.
Give me a double.
You know why they blew a 29-point lead?
Why?
Because they're not good enough.
Nah.
To keep a 29-point lead.
Dude, where is Ja?
Goodness gracious.
Dude, he fell on his hip. Ah!
Who Butler?
Ja.
Oh, Ja Morant.
Yeah. Came back and shot the free throws.
Of course. You got to pad those stats.
Kobe did that. He was the first one. Then Clay
the original stat padder. Hey, Kobe Bryant.
Watch yourself.
The original stat padder, Kobe Bryant.
Tell that to Jerry West.
I can't tell it to either one.
Kobe!
Actually, he wasn't a stat patter so much as...
You know what, I'm going to take
He was a great player.
He just
great,
hit me.
Yeah, I'm you know,
in time,
I know, no need to bring up Kobe. He's one of the greatest.
Hey, real quick, Ken came in and said, since I cheated, let's do another team, and then you know I won't have studied it, and then we go toe-to-toe.
What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.